Hello and welcome back to another deep dive.
Great to be here.
Today, we're taking a fascinating journey into a stack of sources that explore quite an ancient idea.
Yeah, it's all about unseen protection, divine assistance, that sort of thing.
And specifically.
Well, our source material today really revolves around a specific verse. It's from the Book of Psalms, Psalm 91, verse 12. The one that speaks of being lifted up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. It's part of a larger exploration in these texts about what that truly means.
Right. So our mission today, then, is to unpack these ideas. We want to pull out the most important nuggets, maybe some surprising facts, and definitely those compelling testimonies that shed light on how this lifting up might actually show up.
Exactly.
Whether you're facing, you know, huge challenges or just the everyday stones life throws at you, we're going to explore how this ancient promise is discussed in our sources and what it could mean.
Sounds good.
So let's really dig into that core phrase. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. What does being lifted up actually signify in the context of these sources we're looking at?
Well, what's really fascinating here is how the sources break down lifted up.
Right.
It's not presented as just a nice metaphor.
Okay.
They actually point to instances they interpret as literal physical intervention, like the biblical account everyone knows, angels physically lifting Lot and his family from destruction. Genesis 19.16, that one.
Right, saving them from Sodom.
Exactly. But it also seems to cover preventing someone from stumbling in the first place. Like Psalm 121.3 says, he will not let your foot slip. It's about being actively prevented from falling.
So it's this idea of being carried, being upheld.
Yeah.
Prevented even. And the they in this verse, the sources imply this, often refers to angels.
Yes, often angels. Yeah. The sources reference Matthew 18.10, where angels are described as always seeing the face of the Father, implying this direct connection and agency.
Always seeing the face of the Father. That's quite a statement about their readiness.
It is. It suggests an immediacy. And the stones, what are they?
Ah, yes, the stones. What do the sources say about those? Are they just literal rocks?
Well, sometimes literal obstacles, yes. But they're also broadly interpreted in our sources. They're depicted as, you know, the disappointments, the temptations, the pitfalls we run into in daily life.
Okay, so more than just physical things.
Definitely. The core promise, as presented, is about protection from all these kinds of challenges, big and small, external and internal.
This is where it gets really interesting, I think, because our sources are absolutely packed with these vivid, real-life accounts. Collected from all over the world, it seems.
Oh, they really are.
And they seem to illustrate this exact idea, this lifting up in times of crisis.
Indeed. I mean, consider some of these examples. They're quite compelling.
Lay them on us.
Okay, so in Barbados, during a hurricane, an elderly couple's roof is just torn away, total devastation. Yet, they're found safely standing outside, surrounded by debris, but somehow completely untouched.
Well, just standing there.
Just standing there. Then there's a woman in Nigeria swept into floodwaters. Terrifying situation. Suddenly, she finds herself gently placed on high ground. She has no memory of how she got there.
Gently placed.
That's the description. Or in France, during a subway bombing, a man reported being thrown backward by some unseen force just before the blast. It saved him.
Thrown backward. Away from the blast.
Exactly. And from South Africa, a driver whose car flipped over not once but three times walked out with zero injuries. She said she felt carried through the air.
Carried through the air.
Yeah. And one more. In Guyana, during a house fire, a child was found safe in the yard. Witnesses reported seeing a sort of bright figure carry her out.
A bright figure. These aren't just close calls, are they? The descriptions imply something more.
That's how the sources present them. Not just narrow escapes, but with this sense of active external intervention, someone or something stepping in.
So moving beyond individual crises, the sources also explore how this divine protection might become tangible during, well, larger scale disasters, right?
Yes, exactly, where the danger is widespread.
You mean like the kind of events that often feel completely overwhelming? Things way beyond our control?
Precisely that. The material explicitly connects Psalm 91.1 to experiences people reported during, say, Caribbean hurricanes, massive European mudslides, even African droughts and raids, earthquakes, fires.
Wow, a whole range of cataclysms.
Yes. For instance, there's a notable case study cited from Kenya. A school bus got caught in a flash flood. Somehow, it ended up safely perched on a dry patch of rock with all the children completely unharmed. They couldn't explain how they avoided being swept away.
A whole busload of kids.
Yeah.
Safe on a rock in a flood. That's remarkable.
It is. And another striking example comes from Italy, a family vacationing in Venice. They apparently had this sudden, inexplicable urge to leave their apartment. Minutes later, the roof collapsed due to severe weather.
Just minutes.
Just minutes. These accounts seem to highlight protection operating even when danger is everywhere, when human planning just isn't enough.
Okay, so these dramatic physical rescues, they're powerful stories. But as you said earlier, the stones aren't always hurricanes or collapsing roofs. What about the everyday stuff, the disappointments, temptations, those pitfalls we navigate daily?
Right, and the sources definitely delve into that. They explore how this lifting, this angelic help perhaps, isn't always physical. It can be deeply emotional, spiritual too.
How so?
Well, they often bring in other scriptures to illustrate this, like Psalm 37.23:24, which says that even though the righteous may stumble, they are not utterly cast down because the Lord upholds them.
Okay, so it's about being sustained through the fall, not necessarily preventing it entirely.
Exactly. Or Isaiah 40.29.31, about receiving strength when you're weary, mounting up with wings like eagles. It's about being sustained, upheld, even when things feel like they're falling apart internally. It's a kind of inner resilience being provided.
That makes a lot of sense. It's not always about a dramatic external event, but sometimes an internal bolstering.
Precisely. And there are testimonies in the sources that seem to illustrate this more subtle, yet still powerful kind of protection.
Like what?
There's one about a teenager in Trinidad, walking home from school, quite ordinary. Suddenly, a stray bullet flies past. She described feeling like there was an invisible wall that shielded her, or maybe nudged her just enough. Not a physical event she saw, but a feeling of being instantaneously moved or protected.
An invisible wall. That's fascinating. It really raises a question, doesn't it? Have you maybe ever experienced a moment like that, where something just seemed to keep you from falling, metaphorically or even literally, even if you couldn't quite explain how?
It certainly makes you reflect, and that leads nicely into another really insightful part of the sources. It touches on those moments when grace carries us, perhaps without us even realizing it at the time. It encourages reflection on those accidents narrowly missed, those near misses.
So you don't always feel the lifting as it happens. It can be subtle, almost imperceptible until you look back.
Precisely. Faith, as these sources sometimes frame it, doesn't always see the hand that helps in the moment, but trusts the outcome, the result.
Trusting the result.
Yeah. And the sources offer some powerful examples here, too, like a pastor in Brazil who survived a really bad bus crash. He testified later that he actually saw something like a wing block shards of glass from hitting him.
Yeah.
It happened so fast, it was almost surreal.
A wing?
Yeah.
Blocking glass.
That was his testimony. Or another one, a young boy in the UK. He fell from a pretty tall tree. Should have been badly hurt, right?
Well, you'd think so.
But he landed gently, completely uninjured. And his description was that he felt like he was floating down, not falling hard.
Floating. These accounts suggest that sometimes the protection is so seamless, so integrated into the event. It's only afterwards, in retrospect, that you realize some unseen force must have been at work. It redefines the whole experience.
Exactly. It wasn't just luck. It felt fundamentally different.
The sheer variety in these accounts is, well, it's quite something. If this lifting can be that subtle, almost unnoticed at the time, do the sources give any sort of clues or indicators, things you could look for when reflecting back? Or is it purely a matter of faith?
They do suggest a few things to look for. Moments of perhaps inexplicable calm right in the middle of chaos, or maybe an odd but really compelling inner prompting, a sudden urge to do something, or maybe not do something, that later turns out to have been crucial.
An inner prompting, like the family in Venice.
Yes, exactly like that. And they also highlight the consistent absence of the expected negative outcome. You know, the danger was clearly there, the usual consequence should have followed, but it just didn't.
So it's not just random good luck, but maybe a pattern. A pattern of unexpected preservation that points towards something more.
That's what the sources seem to suggest. A pattern that hints at an active, benevolent force at work.
So after exploring all this, what does it all mean? This deep dive into our source material, it really shows it's a consistent theme, doesn't it?
It really does.
This profound concept of being lifted up, whether it's physically from immediate danger or emotionally, spiritually, through life's daily stones, it paints a picture of constant, often unseen, protection.
Yeah, and if we try to connect this to the bigger picture, it suggests, well, an active, caring presence operating in our lives. A presence that doesn't just avert disaster, maybe, but potentially transforms our ability to face it.
Transforms our ability. How so?
Well, the very concept of being lifted also implies a certain resilience, doesn't it? It suggests you're enabled to move forward, perhaps even stronger, after encountering difficulties. You weren't just saved from something, you were helped through it.
That's a powerful distinction. Helped through it.
And it really raises an important follow-up question, drawing from the very next verse in Psalm 91, actually. If you accept this deep protection, this lifting up, what does it then mean to tread on the lion and the cobra, to walk in authority, knowing you are potentially so deeply shielded and supported?
Wow, that is a powerful thought to leave everyone with. This idea that your path, even when it looks treacherous, might be continually upheld in ways you don't always see.
It makes you think.
It certainly does. Mm-hmm. Perhaps as you listen, you can start your own quiet reflection. Maybe not a written journal, but just in your mind. Thinking about those moments where you felt, perhaps, carried by grace. Those times you felt lifted up, maybe precisely when you felt you couldn't lift yourself.
A worthwhile exercise.
Indeed. Well, thank you for diving deep with us today.
My pleasure.